Hi, listeners. Dr. Amy Horniman here, aka The Thyroid Fixer and host of The Thyroid Fixer podcast. I'm here to tell you about my experience working with Rachel Varga one-on-one with my skin. I am a self-proclaimed anti-aging skincare addict, and I have spent thousands of dollars on the wrong skincare, always falling prey to those ads that promise to reduce your wrinkles and smooth your fine lines. Working with Rachel, I'm telling you, she is a guide. She takes your hand. She personalizes your entire skincare regimen, really looking at your skin and how it is and what your goals are. She listens to you. And that's the most important part of this journey. It's unlike anything I have ever experienced. In fact, there's nothing out there like it. Rachel is an angel in this world. She will absolutely transform your skin. You will reach your goals of skincare, whether it's reducing wrinkles or clearing up acne or just looking good on camera. That's what I need. So head over to rachelvarga.ca and book your one-on-one consult with her. You will not regret it. It will be the best thing that you do for your skin.
Hello and welcome to today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission, here to help you achieve and receive the best hair, skin, and nails of your life. Using my background since 2011 as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist and having performed over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, I bring the best of many worlds, including the worlds of home care, in clinic, and also the research behind what truly can help slow aging. Looking at some of my research on oxidative stress status and its impacts on the skin. In the School of Radiance podcast, we explore many things beyond just the superficial to help you glow from the inside out and become your most radiant version. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, a humble human on a mission here to help you look and feel your best. Today, we have a very exciting guest. We are going to be talking all about the gut, skin axis, slowing aging, what is some of the research out there on products that can actually support the skin from the inside out. We have William Davis, MD, is a cardiologist and author of the groundbreaking number one New York Times bestseller, Wheat Belly. Three other New York Times bestsellers, Wheat Belly Cookbook, Wheat Belly 30-Minute or Less Cookbook, and Wheat Belly Total Health, and several other books, including Wheat Belly 10-Day Grain Detox and Undoctored. His most recent book is Super Gut, a 4-week plan to reprogram your microbiome, restore health, and lose weight that maps out the damage that has occurred with the modern human microbiome and the specific actionable steps that can be taken to restore it to maximum advantage. Dr. Davis champions programs that empower the individual in health in a world which the healthcare system has failed to provide unbiased information and services. He is co-founder and chief medical officer of Realize Therapeutics Corp. in Lake Bluff, Illinois, a commercial project to fund research and develop therapeutic products applying the new science of the microbiome, including one of his new skin formulations, Gut to Glow, an oral product for improving skin appearance. He's active in various online activities, including his Wheat Belly blog, 33 million visits, which has now transitioned to his Dr. Davis Infinite Health website. DrDavisInfiniteHealth.com, where he also broadcasts his message through his Dr. Davis Infinite Health YouTube channel. And he also has the Defiant Health Radio podcast, and you can find him on Facebook. All the links to connect with Dr. Davis will be in the show notes as well. Dr. Davis is a graduate of the St. Louis University School of Medicine with training in internal medicine and cardiovascular disease, and advanced training in interventional procedures at the Case Western Reserve University Hospitals, where he also served as director of the Cardiovascular Fellowship and assistant professor of medicine. He lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can learn more also at oxysudix.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, Dr. William Davis. How are you today?
Thank you, Rachel. I'm terrific. Glad to be here.
Happy to have you here on the show. We're going to get all into healthy skin from the inside out, a slimmer waistline from the inside out as well. But let's kick things off first with the unlimited dollar question. What is radiance to you?
It's something I'm seeing a lot of, Rachel. That is, people who have this kind of glow, there's increased moisture. You know, teenagers tend to glow more so than us older folks, right? Why is that? Well, part of it's the production of sebum. That's the surface moisture. And of course, I think we've stumbled on a way to increase dermal moisture. That is, I know you're very familiar with hyaluronic acid. And hyaluronic acid is very interesting because it is a master retainer of water. And if we can increase hyaluronic acid content in the dermal layer of skin, you increase moisture retention. So, and it shows. And of course, the other facet of it, and I saw this a lot in my wheat belly days, is the restoration of skin health by reducing skin inflammation. In fact, I go so far as saying that seborrhea is the signature rash of grain consumption. So, you know, we're told, cut your fat, eat more healthy whole grains, a formula for loss of radiance and unhealthy skin. So by a series of just essentially blunders and mistakes and some fortuitous discoveries, I think we have discovered a way. You know, guys aren't very good about observing changes in skin, but my audience is about 87% female. And they tell me these things, and they're saying things like, I don't use skin moisturizer anymore or hand moisturizer anymore because I have so much moisture and radiance already from the things I've been doing.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that. Hyaluronic acid is incredible. It holds a ton of water. It's a water-loving molecule. But believe it or not, there's even some mushroom extracts out there, such as tremella mushroom, which actually holds even more water. And, you know, there's a whole concept of water quality, whether or not it's purified, remineralized, structured, ionized. There's so many cool things that we can do for water to actually assist with cellular hydration on a deeper level, which is also fantastic. And, you know, we speak the same language here, Dr. William Davis. It's all about reducing oxidative stress and inflammation for a slimmer waistline, for more glowing skin, for healthier, fuller hair and stronger nails, not to mention a more resilient and robust system and clear-headed, coherent concentration and communication with those who we also love the most.
You know, one of the things I've been paying attention to is, you know, we don't think of hyaluronic acid as a fiber, but it is a fiber. And it's rare in that it's the one of the few fibers that comes from animals. That is, most fibers that nourish the gut flora come from plants, legumes, root vegetables, etc. Hyaluronic acid, of course, is meant to be sourced from animals, especially organs. Most modern people have abandoned the consumption of organs. Two organs most rich in hyaluronic acid are brain and skin. So I see people doing things like eating boneless, skinless chicken breast, and they're not getting their hyaluronic acid. But one of the wonderful things about hyaluronic acid is that because it's a fiber, it has dramatic effect on causing a bloom in gut microbes, especially ones that support skin health. Microbes with wacky names like Faecalibacterium prausnitzii and Acromantia mucinophila. Don't remember that. But they bloom and then they produce fatty acids that get to the skin and both nourish the skin as well as decrease the pH. And that protects you from redness, dryness, a proliferation of pathogens like Staphylococcus aureus. So of all things, Rachel, this crazy thing called hyaluronic acid is magnificent for skin when consumed orally.
Yes, I agree. And even topically as well. And with the topical formulations, oftentimes we'll see products where there's five hero ingredients, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, copper peptide, and, you know, all these other new trendy things on the market. But what matters is actually topically the size of that hyaluronic acid molecule. Is it small enough to actually penetrate the skin? And what's the stability of the final formulation? There's so much that goes into creating a topical product, more practitioner grade, as well as an oral ingestible product. And I completely agree with you. I'm a huge fan of consuming animal products as well as skin. And that's, you know, collagen is basically made from skin, from animals as well. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. And eating organ meats is also really helpful and beneficial for nutrients and cofactors, vitamins, you know, that's all, it's kind of the same thing, but it is excellent. So what is this gut skin axis all about? We've had a number of guests here on the School of Radiance podcast talk about this, but I would love to hear your explanation, given your breadth of knowledge and time spent researching and also as a practitioner.
You know, this started for me thinking about the hormone oxytocin, of all things. Many ladies are already somewhat familiar with oxytocin. I know you are. You like the idea of administering it. But there's so people often think oxytocin is the hormone of delivering a baby, right? You get an oxytocin or a pitocin intravenous infusion to provoke contraction of the uterus during term pregnancy. Some people have heard that it's also the hormone of love and empathy, and it is that. But I stumbled across a series of very elegant studies from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and they also stumbled on this finding that when you restore a microbe lost by many animals and been lost by almost all humans because it's very susceptible to common antibiotics like amoxicillin, this microbe Lactobacillus reuteri, R-E-U-T-E-R-I, named after the German microbiologist who discovered it in a woman's breast milk in 1962. Well, this microbe has essentially disappeared from the human gastrointestinal landscape, and it's responsible for sending a signal up via the vagus nerve, the gut-brain axis, and that in turn, the brain releases oxytocin, and that has spectacular effects. It's not just a hormone of delivery or just of love and empathy. By the way, though, Rachel, we do see an increase in the intensity of love and affection, generosity, of accepting other people's opinions, and physical effects. There's a restoration of youthful muscle. There's an increase in sebum production in the skin. There's an increase in dermal collagen production. Then there's effects like preservation of bone density and increase in the immune response. So, and smoother skin. Because there's an increase in dermal collagen, you see the fine wrinkles, particularly crow's feet around the eyes and smile lines around the mouth, you see them recede. It takes a few weeks, but because there's dermal collagen, and now what I did is combine things as you do. I just chose to combine Lactobacillus reuteri at very high counts with collagen peptides. I used a marine source for lower dose. Marine collagen tends to work at lower doses than bovine, porcine, or chicken. Hyaluronic acid, one of our favorites. And the carotenoid, astaxanthin. I was guilty of underestimating. I know you like krill. That's a great source of astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, much underappreciated, as you know, for its effects on the body, including anti-inflammatory effects and body composition modifying effects. If we used astaxanthin alone, the evidence suggests about a 4 centimeter, about two inches or so loss of waist circumference, even without a change in diet or exercise. So we put these things together, and I believe we see a synergy. We did something called high-resolution skin ultrasound, and we did see an increase in dermal thickness, a marked increase in dermal thickness, as well as all those other effects. Rachel, I think, so smoother skin, more youthful muscle and strength, increased libido, I forgot to mention. Males experience an increase in testosterone, a loss of abdominal visceral fat. I think what we've stumbled on also is a way to turn the clock back 10 or 20 years. And I'm seeing this play out in my audience. The ladies who are much more observant about skin health than guys are will show their before and afters or just describe just how their lives have changed with this simple combination of things.
Yeah, you touched on some really important topics here. Now, the oxytocin component, I do have a dear friend who talks all about this. I'm a huge fan of consuming oxytocin daily, and there's some ways to do that. And then you mentioned fine lines around the eyes. Yes, the eyes are the first area of the face to show signs of aging. I wrote a research paper on eye aging and what to do about it. And, you know, I hear you when you say a couple weeks, you can start to see improvements. I'll see in a couple weeks improvements once someone's on a foundational practitioner grade skincare routine, more glassiness, more hydration, the redness starts to go down as well in as little as 2 weeks. And I stumbled on this with photography clinically across the board, you know, prep the skin before rejuvenation. It's always going to be a combination approach. I completely agree with you on that as well. And unfortunately, when people are looking for a way to slim their waistline, because we're talking about the gut and the skin here as well, everybody, and also make the skin brighter and smoother and more hydrated, it's never going to be one thing. It's always going to be a combination. And I'm a firm believer in reducing that oxidative stress at every turn. Air, water, lighting, electromagnetic toxin reduction, as well as detoxing yeast, fungi, heavy metals, mold, and parasites. And my body composition is completely different compared to photos of myself 3 years ago. I looked puffy, you know, I was eating well. I was exercising quite a bit more than I am now, but my body composition is better and I look more beautiful and radiant. In fact, younger than I did a number of years ago, with far fewer rejuvenation combination approaches, which still do have a place depending on your specific skin needs. But the body composition piece is really key. A lot of people, they focus on fat on the midsection when really they want to get their bones strong through some type of heavy lifting a couple times a week, as well as getting that muscle mass up and consuming enough protein in the day. Really important to give your body the building blocks for making beautiful collagen. And yes, it is absolutely a synergy of all the great things and choices that you make during the day to do the best you can. Moderation is also, there's something to be said for that too, not be too strict about this. But when it comes to moderation, you know, there's something very trendy out there these days. It is a medication that, you know, has absolutely been shown to provide dramatic weight loss. However, it's fat, but there's also muscle that goes along with it. And people are on these types of medications for a really long time when really they need to incorporate the lifestyle things. So I'd love for you to speak to this because I know that you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure everybody here knows what we're talking about. This new trendy thing that came on the market relatively recently. What have you seen with body composition changes in people that have taken that approach?
You know, Rachel, it's tragic. In my view, the FDA should never have approved those drugs, the so-called GLP-1 agonists like Wegovy and Ozempic. So a typical experience, a woman pays $15,000 for a year's worth of, say, Wegovy. She injects it, tolerates nausea and vomiting and risk of pancreatitis and other side effects. But she does lose, let's say, 40 pounds. As you point out, about 10 of those pounds, sometimes much more, is muscle. So think about 10 pounds of steak on your kitchen table. That's a lot of muscle to lose. So she loses 40 pounds, 10 of which is muscle. Most people can't afford to take those drugs forever, so they stop the drug. And the science is quite clear. They quickly rebound and regain nearly all the weight, typically about 32 to 34 pounds. And that regained weight is not muscle. It's mostly fat, very little muscle. So the science has borne this out. That person spent all that money, endured all those side effects, now is more pre-diabetic, more likely to have type 2 diabetes, has increased her risk for heart disease, coronary disease, dementia, cognitive decline, and breast cancer. So these drugs are, even though some of my colleagues say they're magic, no, they're not magic. They are destructive for health. Yet they're being prescribed at unprecedented rates. But there's a very important lesson here. That's the one you pointed out. And that is, when you cut calories in any way, whether we call it Wegovy or move more, eat less, or push the plate away, or even a bariatric procedure like lap band or gastric bypass, they're all variations on the same theme, reducing calorie intake. And we know with good science that when you reduce calorie intake by whatever method, you will lose muscle and you are guaranteed to regain the weight and, by the way, then destroy health. And it has skin implications because now you're more inflamed because you've got more fat, especially abdominal fat that's very inflamed. There are things you can do to prevent that weight regain, but it will not involve cutting calories or taking drugs.
Yeah, I'll be the first to tell you that the best way for me to lose that extra 10 pounds that just was not budging, even though I was eating great, exercising, you know, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, lifting weights a couple times a week, as soon as I reduced that oxidative stress and did parasite, heavy metal and mold, yeast and fungi detoxing, as well as a long fast. And I talk about this whole journey that I did in my Audible, Radiance, the New Skin Science. You know, my radiance and skin completely transformed. My hair came back fuller. My nails were stronger. My waistline was much trimmer. Great little ab secret here. You can tell how happy you are by your abs, because if you're laughing a lot, you should have abs. And laughter is actually an excellent core workout. Gets all those accessory muscles. But the other thing here with weight gain is the emotional component. There's a huge emotional component. And, you know, I say this in a very loving way, but if there is some extra weight or inflammation in the body that just isn't budging, it's a good idea to really take inventory of your life, of your loved ones, your relationship, your spiritual practices, your connection with your friends and family, what's going on in your life. Really take a good look at your emotions as well, and being in those positive emotional states, because stress inevitably will add to the toxic bucket, the oxidative stress status, resulting in the cell danger response, resulting in inflammation. Inflammation on the skin typically presents around the eyes with redness, puffiness, darkness, scalp irritation, you know, skin rashes, skin issues coming up, acne, breakouts, all sorts of things. So it's not just about taking one thing that's the magic bullet. And by the way, I've never, ever gone for the bright, shiny object, because what happens is about 7 to 8 years after something's been utilized on the masses, we learn more about it. And I've seen this time and time again in the medical aesthetic space with lasers, with certain injectables as well for rejuvenation. So I always like to take a wait and see approach. And oftentimes, the more simple approaches, getting back to basics with how humans have lived for so long, is oftentimes the most cost effective and time saving, and also, you know, less stressful, right? There's so many things that we can do in our environment to help us out. So how can activities in the gut influence skin health or appearance?
So that, you know, I chose to play with Lactobacillus reuteri as the first microbe. It's since we're playing with dozens now, but I just happened to choose the one that's probably the most important for overall human health, including skin health. So reuteri colonize the bowel and then sends that signal to the brain to release oxytocin. And oxytocin thereby has all those incredible skin effects, as well as all those effects like generosity and liking people better and having less social anxiety and social situations. But there's another aspect to this microbe's behavior. You know, most microbes in the gastrointestinal tract colonize the colon, but this microbe colonized the entire length of the GI tract, including the 24 feet of small intestine, where it takes up residence and does something incredible. It produces what are called bacteriocins. And all that means is they're natural antibiotics effective against fecal microbes. Now, something has happened to the U.S. population, and that is because of our wild overexposure, Rachel, to antibiotics, as well as probably other things like glyphosate, herbicide, that is an antibiotic as well as an herbicide, chlorinated drinking water, stomach acid blocking drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs like naproxen, ibuprofen, preservatives in food that are antimicrobial, emulsifying agents that disrupt the intestinal mucus. All those reasons have decimated the gastrointestinal microbiome. And when you lose healthy species, as all of us have, fecal microbes of all things, these are microbes like E. coli and Salmonella that sound familiar because they're also causes for food poisoning. So we lose healthy microbes, fecal microbes proliferate and ascend into the 24 feet of small bowel, SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And part of this process is the small intestine is by design very permeable. That's where we're supposed to absorb vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fatty acids. But when fecal microbes come to occupy the small intestine, they live and die rapidly. Microbes only live for hours, not very long. And when fecal microbes live and die in the small intestine, they release a toxin called endotoxin that is able to cross into the bloodstream because of that permeable small intestine. That's called endotoxemia. And Rachel, that is a big player in skin health. If you have SIBO and thereby endotoxemia, you're much more prone to redness, dryness, wrinkles. So it's an age accelerator. Well, Reuteri colonizes the small intestine, produces those bacteriocins, and starts the process. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes weeks to months to do this. And there are ways, by the way, to accelerate the process. But just getting this lost microbe restored has magnificent skin effects for those two reasons.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons that we are seeing such an issue with skin inflammation and weight gain, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's the toxins that you mentioned, as well as in the air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and different things that can accumulate in our bodies. However, we live in a click and get something instant society. Now, psychologically, this is not good. So I'm all about helping to cultivate more conscious consumers, right? When it comes to healthy living, skin, rejuvenation, all this biohacking stuff, you got to start with the basics. You have to do the foundational approaches first before doing an intense, you know, SIBO protocol or even an intense parasite cleanse. You have to, in essence, clear the furniture out of the home first before going behind the walls to fix the electrical, the, you know, plumbing, any moldy drywall or anything like that. You have to get things out of the way first. Otherwise, you're going to kind of be fighting your way through trying to do this detox work with all these other things in the way. So starting basic, but most people don't want to take the time to read the labels of their products, right? Is there canola oil in pretty much every product that's on the shelves? Yes, not only in foods, but also in skincare now. You know, big beauty is huge, right? So we're starting to see these more cost-effective products for hydration and in products. I kid you not, I'm seeing canola oil in some of the biggest beauty brands out there that traditionally have been considered, you know, non-toxic and clean. And I'm just blown away. But absolutely, the overexposure to everything you just mentioned, food preservatives, anti-inflammatory products, you know, if your body is giving you overt signs of inflammation, focus on reducing your oxidative stress first instead of taking something for it, because then you're getting to the root cause of it. So I really love how you summarize that in a very succinct way. So let's talk a little bit of this idea of oral Nutra Cosmetics. Personally, I've worked with oral Nutra Cosmetics since 2011. And, you know, when these companies come to me, they're like, oh, you know, it reduces things like redness and hyperpigmentation and, you know, makes the skin look better. I'm always like, okay, let's see the clinicals, right? So I've always had, you know, skepticism is a sign of intelligence, so I've been told. But now I'm a total convert. I love the concept of consuming oral Nutra Cosmetics to support the body from the inside out. The skin will show you what's going on if you've made some bad decisions. You know, you haven't eaten great, you've had more sugar, alcohol, wheat, grains, right? Like, for example, a long time ago, we were told to eat grains, right? Make sure you have this amount of grains servings in a day, which is, you know, just not great advice. It's like, where did that recommendation come from? Probably someone making a lot of money on it. But what is this idea of oral Nutra Cosmetics for, say, new listeners here that have never heard this term before?
So it's, as you know, it's the idea of taking something orally that has body-wide effects. So one of the great things about an oral preparation, collagen is the prototype. It not only increases dermal collagen, it provokes fibroblast production of collagen, but it also benefits joints because joints are 70% collagen. You regrow cartilage. It benefits arterial heart health. In other words, it's not just about skin, but it is about skin also. So you get all these, when you do it orally, and let's say hyaluronic acid, you know, if I apply it locally, I get a local effect. But if I take it orally, I get body-wide, not just around the eyes, but neck and thighs and all those other benefits via the gut, brain, gut, skin axis, because you get that uptick in butyrate production, that fatty acid, very important fatty acid, butyric acid, that acidifies the skin, skin should be acidic, not alkaline, but acidic, and discourages growth of pathogens. And you'll see it on people's faces. They get higher levels of butyrate. You can actually take your skin pH and watch your pH drop about 3.5, 4.5, something like that. And it discourages growth of those unhealthy organisms like Staphylococcus aureus. If we were to examine the microbes in somebody's eczema or psoriasis or rosacea or seborrhea, we would find too many Staphylococcus aureus and too little of the friendly Staphylococcus epidermidis. Well, addressing the gut-brain axis is one way to shift it back towards a more healthy skin microbiome. So I think, but this all happens orally. So the wonderful thing about this, of course, is that you're going to have body-wide effects. You'll have better skin, but you'll also have better other body parts.
As well as even better sleep. So magnesium bisglycinate, there's tons of research on this particular molecule. And when people hear magnesium, they hear sleep. But actually, magnesium bisglycinate has been shown to improve soft tissue and muscle function, right? But you get great sleep from it too. So that's kind of a funny one. And thanks for talking about collagen. A lot of times people think, oh, you know, I'm going to take this collagen product and it's going to get rid of fine lines and wrinkles in this specific area. That's what they're hoping for when they buy a product, especially when it's marketed for that. No, it's going to be distributed throughout the body, through all of your soft tissue, your joints, all of that. And yes, your skin will reap the benefit of that as well. But if there are higher levels of oxidative stress, guess where all of those resources are going to go? It's going to go to those areas of inflammation. So that's why getting the root cause. This is what I was always taught to think about. What is the root cause of something in my nursing education? And it's oxidative stress and inflammation. But love the concept of collagen. I love antioxidants, omega, collagen, as well as superfoods and adaptogens. Big fan of antioxidants for supporting the skin too, and giving a layer of protection from the inside out. I can go outside pretty much all day here in South Florida and I don't burn anymore on my body. I used to burn in 15 minutes in Canada. So it just goes to show you, right? Oxidative stress, really honing in on a couple of these key cofactors can make a big difference. Then of course your topical and your oral nutracosmetics are helpful too.
And, you know, another bonus, Rachel, is the rotarite part of things is, of course, better skin, muscle strength, anti-inflammatory, cuts your cortisol down, but it also makes you happier. You like other people better. You're more generous. And my favorite is it causes you to accept the opinions of other people, even when you disagree. And, you know, think about that in a time of even pre-pandemic, record social isolation, divorce, the rise of narcissistic behavior, record suicide levels. Not to say that restoring this microbe is the full solution, but I think it's part of the solution. You and I can't do anything about consumerist behavior, say, or the use of social media, but we can restore this microbe and thereby restore at least some degree of oxytocin. You know, if you and I went to the jungles of New Guinea or the Brazilian rainforest and checked the oxytocin levels of those people, it's about 1,500 picograms. If we were to measure the oxytocin of our neighbors and friends and family, it's about a third of that, 500. So I think what we're doing is boosting oxytocin in humans and thereby all those physical effects, but all those social effects as well.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. Pre-detoxing, you know, I was in a moldy home. I did a bunch of tests. I had high levels of glyphosate and certain heavy metals, you know, multiple different types of mold. And I just knew in that home I needed to get out. And it was the hardest thing I ever did, leaving an entire life behind. However, once my whole operating system started to function more clearly, I also saw things more clearly and came to the realization that, you know, everyone is entitled to their beliefs. It's not our job or my job to convince them of what is correct and true in my reality. Everyone's going through things in a different way. But I did notice that after detoxing, I was better able to handle psychological stress. I was more resilient. My body started to feel better. the whole way that I look completely shifted. Like I said, I looked really puffy before. And it's also really interesting, when the gut's off, the brain is going to be off, right? There's this whole gut brain axis, not to mention parasites in the brain. So if your gut microbiome is off, you're going to be a better host for all these other organisms. And I actually just shared something on my social media, an MRI of someone's brain that was full of parasite eggs. Full of them. Imagine the psychological effects of that, the mental health effects. In my research, looking at what parasitologists have to say about parasites, in North America, they say about 80% of North Americans have an active parasitic infection. So when we're supporting the gut, we are making a less hospitable environment for pathogens that impact the brain, as well as you're going to be more able to be in a more positive emotional state, more loving, happier, more generous, exactly what you said. So imagine that we get as pure as possible, we take care of ourselves, and we're more accepting, and we kind of go into this more observer state and protect our energy, especially from others. Now, for those of you who are empaths out there, which most of you listening are intuitive empaths, you know, join the club. We tend to be attractive to people who love to take our energy, which is, you know, you mentioned narcissistic behavior. Had to do quite a bit of trauma release work around this, actually. A lot of us will have this in parents, in relationships, and it's good to do the inner work as well to release things, because the body keeps score. Our cells keep score, not only from physical toxins, but also emotional toxins as well. So I'm curious, Dr. William Davis, if you were to look at your life, at what point do you feel like your health, wellness, your cognition shifted? What were some of the things that you did to have better sleep, better relationships, more fulfillment in the work that you do? What were some of the key physical and behavioral strategies that you did? Because I see you, and I see you as a beautiful, radiant man. You have this glow about you. You have this coherence about you. You have this very beautiful energy about you. At what time in your life did that shift, and what did you do?
You know, Rachel, I wish I could tell you all happened at once, but it happened in a series of blunders. I, for instance, became a vegetarian, super low fat. We're talking about 40 years ago, and it ruined my health for a while. I became a type 2 diabetic. My triglycerides were 390. My HDL cholesterol was 27, which is a high risk level. I had tons of small LDL particles. The real cause of heart disease, by the way, heart disease has nothing to do with cholesterol. That's nonsense. That's a pharma message. So, but anyway, and I was jogging and biking and playing tennis. I was in my 30s. So I stopped being a low fat vegetarian, but it taught me the power of diet, the wrong diet. And then my mom died, a sudden cardiac death, several months after her successful coronary angioplasty. And that's what I did. I was practicing coronary angioplasty and related techniques, and it taught me what I had trained to do was inadequate, grossly inadequate, that's not how you manage somebody's risk for dying, for heart disease. So that set me on a new course of getting away from the conventional nonsense. Baby aspirin, statin, cholesterol drug, low-fat diet. And it took me many years to figure out, but it took me down the path of exploring the microbiome. And one of the latest, well, I should mention, so the diet, the whole wheat belly thing came from my efforts to give people better tools to not die of heart disease. And you cannot do that by reducing cholesterol. Reducing cholesterol has almost no impact on reducing cardiovascular risk. Yet you're told all kinds of stories, and there's a bunch of reasons for that. But there are. The tragedy of cholesterol and saturated fat and all that nonsense is that it took everybody's attention away from the real causes of heart disease. Once you pay attention to the real causes, you have incredible control over cardiovascular risk, also skin health and appearance and vigor and muscle. And so it took me down. It was a series of blunders, Rachel, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And speaking to heart disease, And statistically speaking as well, in Canada, from the dates of 2019 to 2020, that year, we actually had a doubling of death of unknown cause. You know, pandemic, COVID, all that stuff, respiratory diseases, they had their own category. This statistic had remained stable for about 4 years before with the data set that I could see. It doubled. What's going on there? We had new frequencies, right? 3G, 4G, 5G, you know, who knows what's next. And the research shows that electromagnetic frequencies, wireless cellular radiation, creates an environment for blood clotting because the red blood cells, they start to stick together and form chains called rouleaux. And then with that, we don't get good blood flow, right? Blood flow is impaired, oxygenation, delivery of nutrients, as well as detoxification and carrying away metabolic waste products. So I can't help to think about the fact that the heart is such a electromagnetic powerhouse. This organ in our chest is pumping blood throughout our body, and anything that's mediated in the body is mediated through electromagnetic and electrochemical exchanges. So I'm a huge fan of getting outside, grounding, reducing your EMF exposure, wearing EMF protective clothing, grounding outside. I would just be so curious to see some research on grounding, on cardiovascular disease. I think that there's a big link here, and especially with an uptick of death of unknown cause. So people passed away before they had a diagnosis. They weren't able to see someone. You know, maybe it was an autoimmune thing. They didn't know what it was. And then unfortunately they passed away, but a doubling at that year is pretty significant. I would say for me, when my whole world changed, was actually being in a really bad rear-ender car accident. Wasn't my fault. I stopped a light. Someone just smoked me from behind. Really bad back end. And terrible whiplash, you know, headaches, neck pain, rib issues, you name it. And it became, I think, exacerbated as well through the environment that I was in, right? Emotionally, physically, mold, all of that stuff. So I went down this path of how can I clean up my environment as best I can, reduce oxidative stress so that I don't have to be reliant on medications and so that my brain functions better. I had difficulty even forming coherent sentences during this time. And so that's really what did it for me, as well as, you know, going through the pandemic, seeing the division and all these things is like, I think it's, you know, part of it is big distraction from what is really about being a human and having a fantastic, joy-filled life with our loved ones. And so I love that you shared your story. And I'm sure that was really difficult for you with your training to be like, oh my goodness, you know, wheat belly and the gut microbiome have so many implications in so many other body systems. I'm curious, in your medical training, how much time was spent on nutrition and the gut microbiome?
So as you know, almost nothing. Even worse, Rachel, is there's indifference also. I could accept the lack of education, but what I have a hard time accepting is the indifference. That is, if you know that if a physician wants to really be effective in helping people become healthy, not just lining his pocket with revenue from procedures and dispensing pharmaceuticals, and they really want to be experts in health, they have to be experts in nutrition. They have to be experts in the microbiome and related things. But they're not, and they don't care to be. And that's what bothers me. But that's why you and me do these kinds of things, because there's a huge gap. Health does not come from an injection of Ozempic or some biologic agent. Yet they're dispensed as if they make you healthy. They do not. So as you point out, we get at root causes. And the great thing I see is even though someone might come at this because they want to lose weight or have better skin, but they engage in these kinds of strategies. And they say, well, I'm not a type 2 diabetic anymore. I got rid of 3 blood pressure medicines because I was getting lightheaded. And I found I didn't need blood pressure medicine. My irritable bowel syndrome went away. So when you get to root causes, all these so many conditions, regardless of the label applied, whether it's psoriasis or rheumatoid arthritis or migraine headaches, often just go away. And now we're also finding a way to make people happier via the rotary oxytocin axis of things and look and feel younger.
I can't help but do a little bit of a petrol head description here, bit of a car nut. I pumped gas in my just after high school, early college, university years. Loved being around vehicles, but of course I was around a ton of petrochemicals, so had to do some work around that too. So when it comes to looking at the body like a machine, it is a beautiful machine. You got to give it the right oil. You got to give it the right petrol. You have to do those regular oil changes. You have to make sure that all of those systems of the vehicle, the body, you know, the frame, the suspension, the transmission, the engine, the battery, you have to really care for and maintain all of those things. So if you have a vehicle, I would like to challenge you to look after your body and your vehicle the same way. Right. Not necessarily the exact same way, but in a similar way. Keep on top of things. If your car starts to make a funny noise, take it into the shop for a diagnosis. Now, the interesting thing here, talking about your background as a medical physician, is I was chatting with a family member about leaky gut. This was, I think, in about 2018. And I said, you know, there's all this coming out about leaky gut and inflammation and things like that. And he was actually a Harvard trained physician. And then sure enough, Harvard, and he didn't believe a word I was saying, Harvard came out with a study actually talking about leaky gut a few years later. So I thought that was pretty ironic. So as we go through modern times, there's sometimes this new evidence that comes to light that is important to integrate and receive and think about, okay, this previous way of considering things maybe isn't as modern as we thought. And, you know, here's what things tell us now. And for those of you listening, of course, this is not medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. Dr. William Davis, do you have any closing words for us today?
You know, in my mind, Rachel, it's about individual self-empowerment. You don't get health or radiance from the medical system. You get procedures and drugs that profit the healthcare insiders. So it's things you have to do on your own, learning from people like you, I hope from me. And what's great, I think, Rachel, is the knowledge has grown so rapidly lately that we have wonderful tools now. I can't think about even 10 years ago, you and I couldn't even say any of these things. So the science, the insights have increased dramatically. But it's not coming from the healthcare system. It's coming from people like you and me and people like your listeners who engage in these things.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I love being a researcher and looking at data is researchers, they look for signals in the data, right? So that death of unknown cause doubling. It's like, oh my goodness, what is going on here? What happened in society, in modern society? And, you know, all these smart things and this thing, these things. I don't think they're making us any smarter. Just going to put that out there. But you also said something about being proactive with your self-care. And I would add to that with your family care and with your community care as well. My clients that have had the best success with their skin rejuvenation and slowing aging, they're not only doing it themselves, their partner's doing it, their whole family's doing it as well. And then it's going to create this, you know, home unit where everyone is looking after themselves and you have those shared values. Really, really important. If you're in a relationship and you see health differently than your partner, you might want to take a good hard look at the relationship itself and shared values and do some work around that. So thank you so much, Dr. William Davis, for joining us here on the show. I'd love for you to share with everybody where they can learn more about you, your show, social media, and also some of the options that you have.
Well, thank you, Rachel. It's my pleasure. But a good place to start, if you're interested in gut issues, is my Super Gut book. I talk a lot about these things in my kind of umbrella website, which is drdavisinfinitehealth.com. Somebody who wants to understand the rationale. People often think I make some of this stuff. I don't make this stuff up. You know, like you, is based on real evidence and I hope clear thinking. There's the Wheat Belly Revised and Expanded Edition. And of course, there's cookbooks. People say things like, I can't do this because I want to serve pizza at my football party. or how do I have biscuits and gravy at Thanksgiving? Oh, you can do all those things. You don't have to give stuff up. You're going to have to make it differently with different ingredients that are non-inflammatory and don't make you become overweight and diabetic. But it is all easily doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm also a big fan of moderation. I find when people go a little bit too far on any spectrum, extreme in this way and that way, that in and of itself can cause psychological distress in the individual and those around them. So I do like to take, you know, a 99% living optimal as much as I can. And then that 1%, maybe a little bit more sometimes, but living in moderation. So if you are going to have that treat, go for a cleaner option of it, as well as you mentioned cooking. Cast iron cookware, stainless steel cookware. Forget about those nonstick pans. Making these simple actions every day will empower you to continue to look and feel your best. That's the whole aim of the School of Radiance podcast. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Learn more about today's episode over at theschoolofradiance.com, where you can also book a one-on-one session with me, join my seasonal skincare tutorials, and for that cherry on top, the School of Radiance membership, where I truly take you behind the scenes for body, mind, spirit, energy, detoxification, communication, relationship dynamics to help you become your most radiant version. That this stuff is so deep. I don't talk about it publicly because it's definitely not for everyone. So proud of each and every one of you for joining us here on this journey, for all of us becoming our most high vibe, beautiful, radiant version. And the way I see it, this is how we help make the world a better place, especially in these hyper novel times of new things coming up. Stay focused. Don't get distracted. Stay focused on your body, mind, spirit, energy practices, leading a low oxidative stress status lifestyle, and clearing out the cobwebs, both physically and non-physically, to allow you to be your most beautiful radiant version. And your hair, skin, and nails is simply going to be a byproduct. Thank you, everyone, for joining us right here on the School of Radiance podcast.